This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
Oh, that's it. Well, we got nine for you. Taz has got three. I've got three. Bogish has got three. So some extra selections on a very special Friday. Taz, hot as a firecracker still. 11-4 now is Taz through the first 5 weeks. 3-0 a week ago. Myself, 2-1 last week. I got a rally. 6-9 as we are at week six of the NFL campaign. Let's begin here. Mikey B is sitting in for Taz. He's got Taz's picks. What's pick number one, Mike?
All right, so Taz likes the Ravens. Big number, minus 11 versus the Bengals. So take the 11 points for the Ravens.
All right, 11. Well, lay the 11 points.
Lay the 11.
Lay the 11. Someone just drove off the road saying the Ravens were getting 11 points against Cincinnati.
The Bengals just imported the Chiefs offense.
Lay the
11. Pats defense.
Lay the 11.
I'll just stick with minus 11.
There you go. There's pick number one for Taz. Pick number one for you, Andrew. What do you got?
I got the same game, and I'm going in the same direction, I think.
Checker on a checker, as they would say.
The Bengals are terrible. The Ravens are not. So I'll lay the 11 with the Ravens on Sunday.
All right. Pick number one for me. I must love pain. Well, I own my house, so certainly I do.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What?
I know where you're going here.
No, I'm not touching Dolphin skin.
Oh, okay.
I'm not touching that game, though. No. That is for, I mean, you want to talk about, and I like to play the games. I like to bet. That is for the deep down, got to play every game on the card better. That is not for me. I'm not touching Redskins, Dolphins. I'm going to say this. I like the Falcons coming into the year. No, I'm not related to Dan Quinn. And I am going to take the Falcons this week on the road. Now, they've been a disaster, and they are 1-4. They go up against the 1-3-1 Arizona Cardinals. Atlanta is a 2.5-point favorite. Even the question surrounding the health of Julio Jones, I think Matt Ryan, the Falcons, have themselves a day. They got destroyed last week in Houston. They go back on the road this week against Arizona. Listen, Kyler Murray has not exactly lit up the National Football League. Neither has that offense, too, out in Arizona. They've got deficiencies all over the place. But I'm going to take the Falcons laying 2.5. I like it. I don't love it. There's some other games I'm going to get to that I love. But I'm going to take Atlanta laying 2.5. That's pick number one for me. Pick number two for Taz, Mike.
He will take the opposite approach. Likes the Cardinals plus 2.5.
There you go. Andrew Bogish, pick two for you.
I don't know about you, Moose, but there were a lot of games that were hard to pick. Usually a handful jump out to me.
Yes, as I agree.
This is a weird week. A lot of very tiny spreads and whatnot. This is not the weekend the Browns get right. They may get right here, Moose, but it's not going to be this weekend. Even at home with the Seahawks coming to town, I'm going to take Seattle, lay the 1.5 that I saw last night for those Seahawks in Cleveland on Sunday.
All right, Seattle laying 1.5. That is pick two for you. Pick two for me. One of the sexier matchups we've been promoting all week long. It's one of the doubleheader games on CBS this week. We're going to go out to Arrowhead Stadium, and we're going to go Chiefs and Texans as Kansas City is a healthy 4.5-point favorite at home against the Texans. And I like Houston this week. I'm going to take the Texans. I'm going to take the 4.5 points. You look at Deshaun Watson's record on the road and how tight those games have played, and he's played a lot of games where the score's been well within a touchdown. I don't trust that Kansas City defense. I don't know if Houston can line up and win the way the Colts won. The Lions moved the football up and down the field in Detroit on that Kansas City defense. The Chiefs have not played well for two successive weeks. I know you're going to say, well, they're not going to play well for a third straight week. Well, nonsense. It's not a case where I don't think Kansas City is going to play well. I think the Texans can keep that game within the number. And I think Watson coming off the 400-yard passing performance last week against Atlanta at home, that offense has gotten healthier. They're starting to find it. The offensive line coming together a little bit more. I don't think that Chiefs defense presents much of a problem for Houston offensively either. Give me the Texans plus 4.5. That's game number 2 for me. All right, game number 3, Mike.
And we're going out to Monday Night Football. Taz likes the Packers minus 4 against the Lions.
Packers minus 4 against the Lions. That's the third and final pick for Taz. Third and final pick for you, Bogish.
I thought about that Monday Night Football game. Didn't have a good enough read on it, so I'm ending up here, Moose, with the Saints and the Jaguars in Jacksonville. As of last night, I saw New Orleans getting a point in that one. I think they win this game.
You get a point and a half.
Point and a half. Either way, this is going to be a touchdown win for the Saints in Jacksonville on Sunday.
All right, touchdown win for the Saints in Jacksonville. So you'll gladly take the point and a half, and you like the Saints on the money line, as they would say, to win the game outright.
If you say so.
Yes.
That's Greek to me.
Pick number 3 for me. I'm going to take the Cowboys, laying the touchdown on the road against the Jets. 4:25 kickoff Eastern time, MetLife Stadium. And that might be a pseudo-home game for the Dallas Cowboys, with Jet fans dumping those tickets left and right as they are an 0-4 football team. But they do get number 14 back. Chris Herndon, who was expected to be back this week, is going to be out because somehow he suffered a hamstring injury upon his return.
This is why I don't run, Moose. If you run, a lot of bad things happen.
Like I try to tell my wife that every day. That's why I do not exercise. If I exercise, I might pull a muscle.
Exactly.
Then what would I do?
And then you can't work.
Right. Then I can't work. Exactly right. Need to put food on the table. Anyway, I like the Cowboys this week. I'm going to lay the touchdown. Darnold returns for the Jets. No Mosley. He's still out with that groin injury for the Jets as well, which he suffered a while back, about a month ago, 5 weeks ago now, opening week against the Buffalo Bills. The Cowboys have coming off 2 straight losses. On the road, New Orleans. Last week, at home against the Green Bay Packers. This is a softer landing spot. That Jet defense has played well for Greg Williams, given some of their talent restrictions at certain spots. And they'll get better. I'm concerned about Adam Gase and just how good of a coach he is. I've not seen this creativity as an offensive play caller. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the touchdown on the road at MetLife Stadium. I think that defense gets after Darnold. That offensive line for the Jets has been absolutely atrocious. I think they'll be able to run it as well on that Jet defense. I think Prescott will look a lot better this week than he did last week against the Green Bay Packers. So give me the Cowboys laying 7. That's pick number 3 for me. So there you have it. Your 9 picks on this Football Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.